Delta variant of COVID-19. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel believes the messaging from the administration is off the mark.
They don't message the idea of the low death rate because the highest risk groups are already largely vaccinated, like the elderly. It's right. always how many cases 80%. There are, not about the fact that almost everyone that's vaccinated gets either a mild case or no case. That actually might, that positive messaging might actually get more people to take the vaccine. But it's always, you have misinformation, we have correct information. You know, this idea that you have a moral requirement. Instead of talking about it in more personal terms, protect yourself, protect your family, you'll get a mild case at worst. At worst, all it is fear messaging, the politics to control the non-ending pandemic.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. I'm back.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Mondays at 7 p.m.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
when the sun comes
shining through,
when you're crying,
when you're crying.
You bring on the rain. Stop your sighing. Won't you be happy again? When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Yep, Anthony knows I love those ones. I can't do anything till after I hear them. It's almost like crotch rock. But anyway, they had a lot of good music artists playing in the rock bands with the saxophone. Breeze Garreau was one of them. And the favorite from New Orleans. He's up in Nashville now. So... anyway, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM, and it's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. And I have to say, I've become part of the Great American Flip-Off. And what that is not listening to bull with the government. Now, I've been doing the a great local flip-off for a couple years now, and I'm going to continue on that, you know, because I can show that you can buy your way into being president of the Louisiana State Bar Association. I mean, we've been fighting alligators down here for a long time with the corruption, and we, you know, you got to give us a break, all you old fogies. I mean, I'm 70, but, you know, I'm still kicking, you know, unfortunately for some people. But, you know, it's always nice to find out, you know, last year that one of my transgressors has a life insurance policy in my name with her as beneficiary. Yeah, we're going to really explain that one. So anyway, I have to admit to an addiction. And because I can get it off my chest. I'm addicted to pickled beet balls. I love them. I might do anything for them. But they're from Joseph's Fine Foods in Madisonville and Louisiana. And so, you know, check his stuff out. I found out about him at John Froh's on... Parish Road in Chalmette, St. Bernard Parish. John Froh's is a nice place, you know, very good, move a lot of better than down Well, Central Grocery has good mouvalatas, but not that Italian place a couple doors down. They a wreck over there. That's where the Three Stooges are of the crime families. But anyway, well, I can say that. You know, I've said things in the past on the Beat Exchange because I'm connecting facts. I'm a factual strategist to show corruption, not a conspiracy theorist. And I might believe in ghosts. Other people do. I don't know. You got to keep your mind open to everything. You know, because after all, how you think the saints became saints? You know, appearing to different people who were sick or praying to them. You know, Padre Pio, I was hoping Archbishop Armin would have used Padre Pio to help Bunny Matthews spring back to life. But there was another agenda going on there with witness tampering. So Mr. Whitman's real good. And this is what we're going to find out. How they force people into facilities against their will and what they use to maintain that as legitimate. And that was the one thing that I didn't have in my arsenal. And Bunny Matthews and I discussed it. I knew Bunny since we were teenagers. And in the process, we knew that once he got forced in on a medical kidnapping, that could easily be proven. My show has been about how elderly people and the medically vulnerable are targeted. And I also talk about how targeting the elderly should be considered a hate crime because it's very vicious what they do to force elderly people and the medically vulnerable into submission. I was one of the people that depended on law enforcement to handle a serious situation and also elderly protective services in Baton Rouge. But I could tell you, even the Department of Justice with the Elderly Justice Initiative, bunch of bull. People are telling me that they calling y'all and telling you about serious things and you're doing nothing about it. Not even when other people who are property owners that wear a badge and a gun are harassing people, their tenants, you're doing nothing about it. So we're going to be discussing quite a bit and exposing quite a bit on the Beat Exchange because it's needed. And I will get targeting the elderly to be a hate crime for what they have done to my mother and me and what they're still trying to do to me. And I don't care, you understand? Because if you move on one thing and you don't move on forgery, identity theft, and identity fraud, where a bogus ID was used in my name by a relative of Lena Torres Ruiz, and you legitimize a known family of professional con artists that prey upon the elderly as career criminals, and the police are running through my house, with my mother, trying to see if there's any witnesses in the house so they could do what they obviously have always done with this woman and why she wasn't in prison when I picked out her book and photos. So not only am I part of the great American flip-off, I'm part of the great local flip-off. And you'd be surprised what people have been telling me. And it's sad that people with badges and guns, you more concerned about protecting the pedophiles because you think you have Archbishop Armin and Deacon Tully to help you? Wait, to cover up other incidents of sexual assault? Hey, all they gotta have is somebody high up in the Catholic Church signing documents that a known professional con artist with an extensive arrest record for elderly abuse under different aliases has worked for a family for 30 years. Total lies. You're trash. your devils in the Catholic Church. That's why you have priests putting sex objects on the altar out in Pearl River. Man, she's wild, huh? Be back after this little break.
Get a good job with more pay and you're okay. Money, it's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Oh, I like that Pink Floyd. So it's money. But you know what? I talked to some people in the community, and, you know, some of them do not know the procedures that actually go for an election, and you know how a president does not control the money, unless you're Obama, you know, he was controlling the money, sending it to Iran and stuff like that. We have a guest with us today, James Neighbors from Overpasses for America, going to give us a what's going on from Oklahoma. So hello, James, how you doing?
Well, hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I got triggered right off the bat. But
well, you know, that's all good. I trigger people all the time.
Oh,
it's like
good.
A hobby of mine.
No, perfect. No, that's good. Did you see that they had that a whistleblower from Taiwan sent videos to the U.S. government exposing a counterfeiting lab in communist China that they were using to print up the counterfeit ballots for the 2020 election?
I did, and I'm waiting for CNN to say that it was Russian disinformation.
Right, right. Looks pretty strong, that equipment in the lab.
Yeah.
But they even...
Well,
indicated.
They're even saying that Hunter Biden stuff is Russian misinformation now.
Well, they need to see the pictures of the Obama girl on him when Hunter and see if it's Russian disinformation. They said that Pelosi also, that's a House Speaker, y'all know, and the one that pulled this, staged this incident in Washington, D.C. They said that she was in communist China on a private jet November 1st. 2 days before the election. Now, they had, this just came up today, they have an elections expert, Seth Keschel, who released his national fraud numbers, and he finds that 8.1 million excess votes in the election for Biden. And that he affirms that Trump won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and Minnesota. And so he's a retired Army intelligence captain, an elections data expert, and former baseball analyst. So that's great.
He, that guy knows his numbers.
Right. He also can show cyber flipping. And that, you know, when they flip the votes from Trump to Biden, that's never been corrected, by the way. And they said the that he made the cyber flipping definitely affected results in New Mexico, Virginia, New Jersey, New Hampshire, and New York. So that is one thing. But did you see that video of Terry Daniels from Pennsylvania that served in the Afghanistan, and he's running, he's an American First candidate, and he initially and respectfully pushed to have a forensic audit in three counties in Pennsylvania. So he's running for Congress again, and what's happening is people who lost by a small margin or freakiness, like in Arizona, they want the people to step down, you know, that had it rigged for them, and they want their rightful seat. So maybe that would be a way where they can change the dynamics in the House of Representatives.
I think if they were to get it actually flipped, I think Pelosi would resign.
Well,
that would leave another seat open. I don't think she would hang around if she actually lost her seat like that.
Well, she lost it in the 2018 midterms. They found evidence of that when they were looking at election crimes for 2020. And
so, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it a bit.
Right. And so, you know, she and Adam Schiff, and that's probably why they were so crazed when they lost, because American, you know, the constituents didn't want them anymore, and the American people surely voted out Democrats after Obamacare. But you see, there's stuff coming up on the internet now about Nancy Pelosi is a communist, and she's from a family of communists. And when she forced the passage of Obamacare, Communist China actually celebrated it in print of how she forced it, and Obama forced it against the will of the people.
Now, and that's, you know, that's something I try to tell people all the time. You know, we can't tolerate Democrats or the left anymore, because they will violate your rights and force you to take them back. They don't give you an option. They simply take them and say, what are you going to do about it now? And
yeah,
if you think they won't do that with everything else, with the First Amendment, with the Second Amendment, they don't even believe the Constitution should exist. To them, we're clinging to a relic, and They don't care. So we can't think like they're going to pay attention to that.
Right. And you see, this is one of the things why we don't have people in the community now want to homeschool their children. Yeah. And they've been going to people asking, you know, like the schools and all about how to do that. And they're discouraging them. And they don't like that. And so what I have said to people, you know, I have no children, but I learned about communism and Marxism when I was in grade school. They taught that. They taught U.S. state history, and they taught U.S. history. A gentleman told me that the teachers in New Orleans, the school, the organization Teach for America, is a bunch of radicals. He called them out as Marxists right away, and he said that they are not certified teachers. They have their degrees in something other than education. And so, of course, it's indoctrination. He doesn't want his kids indoctrinated. He also stated that the reason all the names of the schools are changing again is because these people who are out of town, from out of town, they don't even understand our culture. But yet, Mitch Landrieu hired them charter schools, and this is what we have, like junk people. Junk people.
I think really in the long run, I'd say let them continue destroying the public schools because it was created by the Rockefellers to indoctrinate children into a factory style, you know, schedule type thing. So, I mean, maybe it's time for it to go by the way.
Oh, no, I'm a firm believer in homeschooling. I told a lady, I said, look, you go to all the community centers and put up a little sign like you have baked goods for sale or whatever, you know, where you see where people can pull a phone number, whatever, and then just let it be known that you want to do homeschooling in your neighborhood or in your area. And I said, this would be the perfect thing for everybody to learn what they missed in school and to teach your children what they don't want them to know.
Well, she probably, honestly, would be overrun. She'd have too many students and have turned some away, I would think.
Well, that's why they could do the co-ops. That's why they could do the co-ops. You know, just, that's a big thing since the virus lockdowns. And also, people question me about, you know, like it's so scary about the vaccines and stuff like that. And I'm going to mention a few things after this little break we're going to go to. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange and our guest, James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. Be right back.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. a teenager, learning the lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Governor Edwards reinstates the statewide indoor mask mandate effective Wednesday for everyone 5 and older. Edwards says our case growth is now by far the fastest in the nation, and we're on track to blow past our highest ever COVID number patients in the hospital. He says the fourth surge is the worst one yet.
So today I am temporarily reinstating the Louisiana statewide mask mandate for all people, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, when they are indoors and in public.
A man killed his grandmother and attempted to kill his mother in East Baton Rouge Parish Sunday morning, then went on a shooting spree trying to steal a getaway car. Sheriff Sid Gittrow says the suspect is 28-year-old Aaron Morgan.
The suspect stabbed his grandmother. She was deceased on the scene. Then stabbed his mother. She's in a hospital. She's in stable condition.
The fatality was identified as 78-year-old Diane Gafford. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer. And pick up your favorite flavor today.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Love Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closings, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Funky Uncle Dot Live. Funky Uncle Dot Live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on August 4th, it's Eric Struthers and Friends, and on August 11th, Jamal Batiste Band. For more information on how you can support live from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live and follow us on social media.
Yeah, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. So we got the Oak Ridge Boys in the background because Oklahoma's having a state fair that starts in September. Right, James?
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up, actually. It starts on the 16th.
Very good.
And I didn't even know that they were still around. And I'm not even, I figured they'd long since retired.
And, yeah, but a lot of them are coming out. A lot of people from a long time ago are coming back out because of patriotism.
And I'm sure they've got to be bored. My gosh. All those songs. I mean, you know, you've been doing that your whole life. Come on, you know, if you got even any energy.
Yeah, but you can't carry on like that, because we have a lot of band people in New Orleans and the state of Louisiana been playing the same songs all their lives. That's their life.
Oh, yeah. Great. I wish that short minute I'd had a band that turned into a career, but it was, you know,
that's
it was a lot of fun while it lasted.
Right. So, yeah, so did you hear about Dr. Stanley Manuel filed a lawsuit against CNN and Anderson Cooper for lying about
That's fantastic, yes.
Yeah.
I did hear about that, and come on. It's like you can't prove they lied. They lie every day of the week. That's all they do is lie.
Well, they published a series of statements about her to injure her reputation, because they really were so obsessed with discrediting President Trump. And when she started talking about, when he talked about hydrochloroquine, and then she brought it up to say that she had great success with it, then they started defaming her. And so she said it was contempt for President Trump why they went after her. But she said they also caused the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people who could have been cured by it. So anybody who had a loved one that was sick on COVID or who passed because they were not given hydrochloroquine or ivermectin, which is another drug that is proven, and hydrochloroquine is sold over the counter in some states. So it would have cost nothing. But these governors were threatening the pharmacists with jail time, with arrest, if they filled the prescriptions from doctors, if they dispersed it. So you have a lot of facts there that they can use. And there's going to be a class action suit, because the frontline doctors, which Dr. Stanley Manuel is from, they filed a lawsuit holding people accountable for obstructing that medication. You know, when somebody's on a ventilator or somebody's having, you know, a problem, you want to use everything you can to help them get well or to stabilize them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the fact they've got two proven other treatments for it, and yet they keep pushing the vaccine and only the vaccine, despite the fact that the vaccine has been proven to not be effective. I mean, they said when they came out that it wouldn't vaccinate you. It would only reduce the symptoms if you caught it again, or if you caught it at all, that it would just simply reduce the symptoms. You know, I mean, from the onset, that's what they said, that it didn't actually vaccinate. And so, first off, calling it a vaccine is fraud, because it's not a vaccine. I've had a smallpox vaccine.
Talk into the mic.
You know, I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay.
I said, we've all had the smallpox vaccine, and smallpox, or what about mumps, or rubella, or scarlet fever? All that comes along in the vaccine. Has anybody had that? But for that matter, why don't they have a vaccine for AIDS if they're so good at coming up with antiviral vaccines?
Right.
Or what about the good old common cold, just that little one? I mean, my gosh, if they can come up with a vaccine for COVID, which is supposedly so deadly, then coming up with a vaccine for COVID 1 through 18 should be child's play if
right.
It's really a vaccine.
Well, the vaccinated people are getting COVID, and they're blaming it on the unvaxxed, but the unvaxxed are not sick. So it's the lies that are mutating.
Well, that's it.
Right.
It's the people that have the vaccine that are the source of COVID, of the Delta variant, if there even is one. I'm almost certain that it didn't appear until they started vaccinating people.
Right. Now, five presidents have been assassinated that refuse to go along with the COVID scamdemic. And also, you know, it's very obvious. If anybody wants to see what has been going on with Dr. Fauci, you need to see the congressional committee sessions where Dr. Rand Paul exposes him as a fraud because he lied about gain-of-function research, and you have to really look into that. So you see what this monster's been doing now. He wants to play with your children. And he was called out for lying about gain-of-function research. But Obama is the one who funded it with George Soros in a Wuhan lab in communist China.
And go ahead. Know, that's who's pulling the strings right now anyway.
Right.
People.
Right.
You know, it's George Soros through, you know, Valerie Jarrett, mm-hmm. through Obama to Biden. The worst part about it is, though, is Obama is still the one shouting the orders after being given the orders. And Biden is simply a senile fall guy who will likely, I say it, the worst they'll ever do is put him in a mental institution with John Hinckley.
Right. So there's one thing so Dr. Rand Paul would be one to watch on C-SPAN anytime they have Dr. Fauci. And you could learn from Rand Paul, who's a U.S. senator, taking Fauci out about the constant lies from the very beginning. Because they had the Imperial Institute report. Fauci knew, and Birx, the lady, knew was a phony report. They claim when it was revealed to be phony, because that's what they used to close down the country, and when they investigated and saw that, reviewed it in the Trump administration and saw that it was bogus, they lied and said they never read it. Now, how can these two people with doctor in front of their name get away with putting up a phony report, and then when you caught, you say you never read it, and then later on it's discovered that it was modeled off of Fauci's writings from the 1980s and 1990s when he pulled another scam around the HIV time, which was a bioweapon too. So
it's just sick.
Right. You know? No, it's sick. So the thing, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, you see, Bill Gates owns the patent to the COVID-19 virus, and you cannot patent anything that's natural. This was made up in a lab. It's a bioweapon, and George Soros has been funding it. Who brought this up and exposed it was Andrew Breitbart. He saw it through a SEC filing, and George Soros was doing it through different front groups. And so Andrew Breitbart discovered that he had, George Soros had bought through his front groups, had brought in to be the major stockholder in the lab in Wuhan, China, and donated $100 million for them to build another research facility. And then Obama and Dr. Fauci started funding all of that. So only got about two more minutes to rattle, my producer said. But anyway, that I'll read this from RFK Jr., Robert F. K. Jr. has been fighting vaccines for a while. Said the CDC is not an independent agency. It is a vaccine company. The CDC owns over 20 vaccine patents. It sells about $4.6 billion of vaccines each year. And that's from him, you know, with different writings that he has.
You know, that's just insane.
Right.
That's not how it's supposed to work. And that's why we're going to start protesting against all this COVID stuff.
Exactly.
And they're calling it
the Great American Flip-Off. Because if they look on the side of the boxes for the mask that everybody's wearing, it says it does not protect from COVID viruses. It says that on the box.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be back in a little bit. Yeah. No, definitely. You know, so I didn't talk more about Oklahoma. Well, you know, the Texas House just passed the Star Spangled Banner Act requiring sporting events to play the national anthem before every game. Did you hear about that, James?
No, I didn't. That's fantastic.
Yes. Well, I figured since you were right there by Oklahoma, I mean, we'll be right back in a little bit.
I certainly was in the right.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best, specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in-service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Oh, here we are again, James. Coming up on 8 o'clock. We got about 12 minutes. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. And our guest tonight is James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. So, James, so the state fair might be a good thing, right?
Well, as long as we don't end up with the supposed lockdown nonsense that we keep hearing rumors about.
Oh, great. Y'all got to get into the great American flip-off and tell them you don't care.
Well, that's what we're doing on the
overpasses.
This weekend, actually, all across the country. I was doing a little counting. It looks like we've got at least 36 plus protests are going to be going across the country. And we've got, I think we even got one rolling up in Hawaii. So I'm waiting to see pictures for that.
Right.
First off, it's beautiful. It's Hawaii. So it's always good to see it. See a bright ray of sunshine in such a liberal state. So I'm looking forward to those pictures. And, you know, but what we're going to be doing is reminding America that, I have a couple of things. One, what they're doing with all this vaccine and COVID stuff has got to end.
Right.
We've got to be able to make our decisions. We're grown adults, and above all else, we're Americans. We have rights. And the other thing that we're going to be doing is reminding America that the guy that killed SEAL Team 6 or is responsible for their deaths is sitting in the White House right now.
Well, he's sitting in a duplicate of the White House, I do believe. I'm not going to give that up.
Wherever it is, he's being held. We're not going to let him slide.
Right.
We can avoid it. I don't care if he's filming it all in a bunker somewhere. But either way, the fact is this guy is responsible, intentionally responsible for the deaths of America's finest, and we can't let that stand.
Oh, no, extortion 17.
Exactly, and it's just sick. And so between the what's going on with the COVID and everything like that, with the CDC and Fauci and everybody just itching for another lockdown, we just can't let them push us around anymore. I mean, they're literally talking about not letting you work, not letting you go out in public, or anywhere if you're not vaccinated. And we don't really want a civil war over this, so we'd better start protesting.
Well, for one thing, Nancy Pelosi comes from a family of communists, and if you would read the background about her, I know you know about it, James, but at the same time, you know, people who do not understand and is why they pulled certain things from being taught in the schools is so that you wouldn't recognize it when it slipped up on you, communism and Marxism. Barack Obama is a hardcore Marxist, the prelude to communism, and he's just, to a lot of people in America, he was considered a black American by the color of his skin. He's a radical Muslim. He has imported half of Somalia into Minnesota. And Minnesota still voted for President Trump because...
Yeah.
Right. And now it has come up with a lot of people are standing up like this retired Army intelligence captain and elections data expert and people who had thin margins where they lost, now know that they won. They want their seats. And this is how they're going to change the majority in the House. And it's the great American flip-off. So they're going to start demanding. There's two in Arizona right now. There's people in Georgia. I hear Pennsylvania and Minnesota.
Well, and we've got a guy here in Oklahoma that's demanding a recount in three different counties. That's Sean Roberts. He's actually going to be term limited out soon. So I guess he's done a bunch of good stuff. And it looks like he's trying to go out on a high note. And he wants Oklahoma County and then two other random counties audited. Mm-hmm. And we really had pretty good elections, except for if you look at Oklahoma County.
Right.
It's in that the guy you were talking about earlier, that there's a whole map of every district in the United States where all the problems were. And what do you know, as expected, Oklahoma County was on that list because it's the capital. It's where the Democrats and the communists, rather the communists, are all
right.
Gonna,
exactly.
They're going to congregate there first so they can spread their cancer.
Right. And something's going to be coming up in Colorado because this Republican, Matt Crane, went after the Gateway Pundit, which is a website where you can find out quite a bit about the forensic audits. And until they start talking about the forensic audits on the local news, don't pay attention to anything they're saying. I'm not interested in any chick with eyebrows on the top of her head with different wigs and all every single day talking about the death count. That's deep state mainstream media. So here's a man who can get in front of cameras, Matt Crane, be listened to, that the Gateway Pundit, which has taken all the information straight out from the forensic audits, that they lied, and then he's caught mingling with Dominion, the Dominion voting systems people who flipped all the votes, the Trump votes to Biden. And then he said that there was no election fraud in his state. However, now that he's lied about it, the people who know about the election fraud are now coming forward. And so he's associated with the head engineer for Dominion, the rabid anti-Trumpster, Eric Coomer, and his wife, he failed to acknowledge, worked for Dominion in Sequoia for more than a decade. Now, Communist China owns 3/4 shares in Dominion voting system. Nancy Pelosi knows about that, but guess what? If they were trucking ballots from being printed up in Michigan, trucking them to Pennsylvania and even to New York, and they have found over 1.8 million more votes for Joe Biden than there are people, then what was Nancy Pelosi doing picking up in Communist China if there's a counterfeiting lab in Communist China? Did she go to Communist China on November 1st to pick up a plane load of fake ballots? Because somebody's got a private jet flight log. There's going to be more coming out about that. So
yeah, it's a mess. Bunch of people are going to go to prison if we ever.
No, we're going to keep it up till they do, because this is one thing. We have a show on Saturdays here at WGSO with lawyers. Maybe people can call up there and find out how to file a State Records Act request or Freedom of Information, since it's a federal election. Who in our state got Zuka bucks? So maybe they could lean on those lawyers, say they give information for free.
But yeah.
You know, but you too, you find out, because next week we got some more craziness. And so we're going to slide over for the 8 o'clock show. James, Mr. Neighbors, thank you for sitting in with us this evening. And
you bet. And
go ahead.
If anybody wants to get something going with overpasses to organize a protest, we are exclusively on gab.com.
Perfect. And so we're going to see you in Oklahoma. And what's that barbecue place you told me about?
I'm telling you, if anybody ever wants to meet up in Oklahoma, or if you happen to be dropping through, you got to go to Van's Pigskin. It's an Oklahoma original, locally owned, and it'll be the best barbecue you ever ate. I worked there before.
We're gonna see.
I still eat there.
Oh, good. Perfect. See you next week, Mr. James. Bye.